Thank you
Anything
for
at
calling
all.
customer service. My name is Daisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a bill on my thing saying it's from Lifestyles and I don't ever remember even hearing about it. Could you explain to me why someone withdrew $50 from my account, 49 something?
Yes, ma'am. First, could I start by getting your zip code to better assist you?
34667.
34667. Thank you so much for that. And could I please have your first and last name?
Lynn McAtee.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Lynn, LYNN,
Mm-hmm.
M, capital ATEE. It's pronounced McAtee.
Okay, thank you so much. I do see an account under that name. And just for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
It's 1473. No, you're billing me. What is this for, hon?
Yes, in order to tell you the correct information, I would need for you to verify your shipping address.
No, because I
Well,
didn't
there's
order
no other
nothing.
way I could assist you, ma'am.
Ma'am, what is this? Could you please tell me what this company is assisting me with?
Yes, but I need you to verify your shipping address so I can make sure that I have the correct account so I can tell you the correct information.
The information, I never ordered nothing from you.
Ma'am, I never said you did.
But they're billing me. They took the money out of my bank account.
Yes, ma'am, and I would be able to better assist you, but I have to tell you the right information, so I have to make sure that I have the right account. And all I need for you to do is verify your shipping address. That's all I ask.
Well, that sounds awful fishy because if you billed me for something, you should have my shipping address.
Yes,
It's
I have your shipping address, but there's a bunch of different shipping addresses as well. And I need for you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
14731 Swoops Loop, Hudson, Florida, 34667.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. All right, and I do see here that you did enter a contest. You may have filled out a survey, and after
No.
completing the survey, you were offered a chance to win a prize. It could have been an iPhone, an iPad, a Dyson vacuum
No,
cleaner.
I didn't. And this is the third time this has happened to me. I don't play those games. I don't enter those games. I delete them and they're spam and put them in spam. I don't play any of these games and I do not appreciate being billed for something I don't even know what it is.
Okay, well, do you know if anyone in your household may have filled out that
No.
survey
Oh,
or?
I'm 68 years old and I'm a single woman and I'm tired of being frauded. Now, this is another company that in the same way is frauding me. I never ordered or enter any prize or accepted any prize from anywhere.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, that could mean someone may have access to your card and to your
No.
identity. So what I'm going to do is cancel your account to stop all future payments, but I will have to transfer you over to the fraud department so they can begin investigation on to see who used your card without your authorization. I do want to let you know that we take card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who did place this order without your knowledge. I do just want to recall that you do not, I'm sorry, I do want to know if you do not recall filling out any type of survey for any company like Walmart, maybe Costco. You never picked out a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, they constantly fraud me. They constantly send me stuff, and I always put it in spam.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I did go ahead and cancel your account to stop all future payments, and I do have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right, it's C as in cat, 920 378, 336.
Now, will they be putting that money back in my account?
Well, you would have to take that over with the fraud department, because I can't get you refunded because there could be someone else that has access to your card. So you would have to speak with the fraud department about that.
Unreal. So are you going to transfer me to the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department. Was there anything else that I could assist you with before I get you transferred?
No. Tell me what this is for. Is it a recurring bill? Because this is the second time I got hit with the exact same amount.
Yes, it's recurring, but I canceled your account to stop the recurring payments.
But that's what the other people told me. And 1 month later, the other name of the place was called Gizmo.
Ma'am, this is a new account, so it could be the same person or someone else may have used your card to do this type of activities. So it was a new account. That was the only charge I saw. But in order to get that refunded, you have to speak with that with the fraud department.
Yeah, I don't want no iPhone. I can't even barely open my phone. It's too complicated. Why would I order something else? Somebody's frauding me somewhere. All right, put me through the fraud department. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.